Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1275, How to Be Your Own Boss and Ditch Your Day Job, by Preston Lee of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I am your narrator. My name is Dan, and thanks so much for joining me today as we check out another post from Ramit Sethi's site, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. This time, the post is from a guest writer, Preston Lee, and he's going to walk you through how to make the transition from working a day job to ditching that day job and becoming your own boss. So let's hear what he has to say as we optimize your life. How to Be Your Own Boss and Ditch Your Day Job, by Preston Lee of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. If you decide to be your own boss, it's a dramatic change from the typical 9-to-5 cubicle prison you've been working in. You'll become a business owner and in charge of your financial destiny and future career. You are in control. With the flexibility of working whenever and wherever you want, being your own boss can be a major contributor to living a truly rich life. But that doesn't mean you should march into your manager's office, quit your job, and start a business this afternoon, although you could. So, wondering how to be your own boss? 4 tips for building a great business allowing you to be your own boss. These tips come from over a decade of coaching freelancers, side hustlers, and solopreneurs. Let's dive in. Tip 1. Start on the side. If you spend a lot of time daydreaming about being your own boss or listening to podcasts about starting a business, it can be tempting to just quit your job and quote-unquote make it work. But unless you have a huge nest egg to draw on for a few months or years while you get your business running smoothly, quitting your job may not necessarily be the best option. Yes, it works for some people to just quit and work from home cold turkey, but for many others, they too quickly run out of money, can't earn money fast enough, and then can't pay rent or put food on the table and go running back to their day job. Instead, I recommend you start a side hustle first. My business, which I now work from home running full-time, started as a side hustle. I built it up a few hours a day over 7 years. When the moment was right, I finally took it full-time in order to be my own boss. There are a few key reasons it's a good idea to start a side hustle before taking the leap. Here are a few. A side hustle will test your dedication to running a business. If you don't have the drive or passion to run a side hustle, you won't have the passion to run a full-time business. A side hustle will help build up your financial runway. In order to build a smart business, you'll need some cushion. Use funds from your full-time job and side hustle to build up some savings before taking the leap. A side hustle will test your dedication to running a business. A side hustle will help you get some traction in your business. Starting a business from scratch can be daunting. Better to do it while you have the safety net of a job than when literally everything is riding on your success. And a side hustle will help you develop the skill set you need to run a business. Running a great business is nothing like the work you do daily in your cubicle, unless you're running a giant department. A side hustle will allow you to build up your entrepreneurial skill set, management skills, and see what it's like to work from home. Tip 2. Pick a simple, low-cost business model. In order to put a business idea into motion, you'll need to sell a product or service. That's just simple business. If your goal is to be your own boss quickly, one fast way to get there is by picking a simple, low-cost business model like freelancing, consulting, or otherwise hiring out your own services and expertise. If you're a designer, writer, developer, artist, or otherwise creative, you already have the skill set you need to be your own boss and work from home. With a laptop, some basic supplies, and some hard work, you can begin to find potential clients for your business and become a freelance writer, designer, developer, or hundreds of other options depending on your skill set. By freelancing, you can enjoy the freedom of being your own boss without huge startup costs. You don't have to find investors with a lot of money, write up a 100-page business plan, get a degree in management skills, or lease an office in order to be a business owner or be your own boss. For some business ideas, you don't even need money to get started, depending on the product or service you offer. Here are a few questions to ask yourself when determining if your business model is a good idea. Can I start this business idea with equipment and assets I already own? Do I have the technology and tools I need to start this business from home today? If not, how much will I have to spend to be up and running? How much will it cost me today to start this business idea? Can I begin operating my business today without making a huge financial investment? How quickly can this business start generating cash flow? How long until I actually earn money from this business idea? The quicker, the better. Tip 3. Quit when the time is right. When I was unexpectedly let go from my day job, along with half the company I was hired by only a few months earlier, I decided it was time. I was finally going to be my own boss. After a few weeks of working for myself, I started wondering, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Being my own boss has literally been one of the best things to ever happen to me. But without the push of getting laid off, I might have found myself working for someone else forever. That's a scary thought. But I've also met people who jump too soon, assuming that since they hate their job, they must be cut out for self-employment and ready to work from home, even though they have no idea what product or service they could offer. That somehow they'll make a lot of money working for themselves. It rarely works that way. That's why it's critical that you quit your full-time job when the timing is just right. Not too soon, but not too early. How can you predict the right timing? Here are a few ways. 1. Consider quitting when you have enough financial runway. For some people, a healthy financial runway amounts to 3 months of cushion. For others, it's 2 years. Considering what we all went through this past year, Ramit recommends a year's worth of cushion, up from 6 months before COVID. 2. Consider quitting when your side hustle reaches a revenue goal. Again, this comes down to personal preference. If you're making as much or more at your side hustle than at your full-time job, putting in a fraction of the hours, maybe it's time to take the leap. 3. Don't consider quitting when you have a bad day at the office. Bad days are just part of life. Having a bad day at work is not a reason to quit your job and become an entrepreneur, unless everything else is in order. Tip 4. Just start. Finally, my best advice to you if you're tired of working your day job and want to be your own boss is to just get started. Most people in your shoes do far too much reading articles, listening to podcasts, watching YouTube videos, developing your skill set, and daydreaming. You'll never be your own boss that way. The only way you'll ever be your own boss is to take action. Even if it's something small, like attracting your first potential clients, it can lead to eventual huge gains and put you on the path to a successful business and a rich life. So just start. Before you read or listen or watch another piece of advice, go do something. Here are some simple, quick wins you can tackle today if you're determined enough. Create a simple portfolio to show off your work and share that you're available for hire on your social platforms. Draft up a simple one-page business plan to kick things off right. You've got this. Before you know it, you'll be packing up your cubicle, leaving your full-time job behind, and you'll be your own boss. You just listened to the post titled, How to Be Your Own Boss and Ditch Your Day Job, by Preston Lee of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business. And it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Preston and a little bit about the site he's contributed for here, IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. The founder of that site, Ramit Sethi, who I mentioned at the top of the show, is the author of the New York Times bestseller, I Will Teach You to Be Rich, and he writes for over 1 million monthly readers on his site, where he covers psychology, personal finance, careers, and entrepreneurship. His unusual combination of psychology, analytical testing, and irreverent style led Fortune magazine to call him the new finance guru on the block. I've only heard great reviews about his book, including from my wife, who absolutely loved it, and to be honest, that kick-started her interest in personal finance and in overhauling our household finances. So it's very much worth checking out, and you can find it on Amazon, as well as other sellers, and Ramit appears on ABC and PBS quite regularly, and periodically writes for the New York Times as well. He studied social influence and persuasion at Stanford, and previously co-founded PBWorks, a Silicon Valley collaboration startup. So come by IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com for a lot more. And thanks so much to Ramit for giving us permission to narrate his work for years now. Okay, that's going to do it for our episode today. Hope you enjoyed this post and that you're having a great day out there. And I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.